views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Oh, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm so glad to that it's Friday and we have a little break in the heat here in the Northwest. We're having actually an overcast day. It's just been so hot for a month. And I want to really send a lot of energy up to areas in Canada, Western Canada, British Columbia. There's so many fires going on that actually that's why we have overcast skies in Seattle. It's it's from the smoke. So lots of good energy towards fighting those fires up there. Today we are, I'm excited, we're going to be talking with Alka Dhillon. She's the author of The Ohm Factor, A Woman's Guide to Leadership. I'm all about leadership, so I love having people on the show who are experts in this as well and have such great information to pass on to women, particularly for being leaders. Alka Dhillon is the founder and CEO of Technolink. It's a company that provides information, technology, and management consulting services to both government and commercial clients. She's received lots of awards, 2012 Brava Women's Business Achievement Award, the Top 100 Women Leaders in STEM Award, the 2013 Locally Grown Honor from Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship, and the Abe Venerable Legacy Award for Lifetime Achievement from the U.S. Department of Commerce's Minority Business Agency. She's a contributor to the Huffington Post and also has a blog at The Spiritual CEO. So lots of great credentials and background on leadership. The Ohm Factor is a user-friendly program. It's meditation-based techniques that help anyone, especially women, be better at your jobs, more productive in your work, and happier in your personal life. So, welcome, Alka.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and I'm saying your name right?
Yes, you are.
Okay, we didn't get a chance to talk beforehand. I was sort of rushed to get on the show. So first, I love to hear your story, you know, so how you became focused on helping women become leaders. And also, you have a very strong focus on women being in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And so tell us about your journey to get there.
Sure. My journey has been like everyone else's. It's full of things that are unexpected, and I'll take you back 19 years. And it started with a tragedy. I'm going to show my age right now. So I was about to be 23 years old, and my father, who was completely healthy, died suddenly of a heart attack, and he was in his 50s, he was very young, and our world was rocked. I mean, completely. I am the eldest and had two younger sisters, and my mother there, and we were a very close-knit family. The youngest sister at the time being only 15, about to graduate high school, and the middle one about to graduate university. And it was just... So you're dealing with not only the emotional, just complete gut-wrenching pain, but you're also, you know, being the eldest, he was the breadwinner in the family, you know, so everything was just thrust upon me at the time financially, and I had to make it happen because everything just stopped, you know. He was in the restaurant business, so he was an entrepreneur, And I grew up with all of that. So we navigated and have been navigating for the past 19 years through that. What happened, though, however, for me was that it affected me so deeply that I was in and out of the emergency room for 30 days. One day, my legs wouldn't work. I literally could not walk. One day, my arm couldn't work. One day, my heart stopped. And then, you know, EKGs later, MRIs later, all of these things in and out of the emergency room, and they cannot find out what's wrong with me. And they attributed it to stress. Okay, great. What do you do with that? You know, you're in and out of the emergency room for 30 days. Meanwhile, you have to put food on the table. And so one day I looked at myself in the mirror, and I say all this to you all because I think a lot of people have been here. And you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't recognize who that person is. You don't. There's no light in the eyes. It is just a shell, an incomplete shell. And I said, you know what? I don't even know who you are, but something has to change. And so I enrolled myself that week into a yoga class. And that yoga class had meditation at the end of it. Now, I grew up with meditation, all right? So I'm a first-generation Indian American. My father happened to meditate daily. We grew up in Mount Vernon, which is outside of Alexandria. It's where George Washington's home is. So it's on the banks of the Potomac River, and he would sit there on a rock and meditate after he jogged. And this is a very healthy man. And I would see him doing that, and I would think that was completely crazy. I really did. I could not imagine doing that. At the end of this class, you know, there was meditation. I sat and I did it. It was very familiar to me. And I tell you, I went to that class every day for that week and the next week. And 2 weeks later, I never set foot in an emergency room. And I decided that there is something to this and I need to continue it. So I've never looked back on meditation. With myself and leadership, where that all comes in. So I started, I worked for another company at the time, just, you know, going through my path, just like all, you know, women and men do. And I decided, you know, with that entrepreneurial blood, I said, you know what? I'm doing this. I'm making all this money for someone else. I need to go out on my own. And my father and I'd always talked about, he always said, you know, why are you working for somebody else? Don't work for somebody else, you know. And but I couldn't at the time. I needed to financially be mindful of what I was doing, given what had happened. And I just one day in 2000, which was 15 years ago, took the plunge and started Technolink. Technolink, as you mentioned, is an IT services and management consulting firm, and I've not looked back. It is incredibly fun. We are an 8A company, so we service the federal government as well as the commercial space, and things are going quite well here. With regards to, you know, STEM, it's a natural extension of me having a technology firm. But the biggest thing for me is, you know, helping other women. I've been blessed, so blessed, to have had such great mentors, and I talk about them in the book, you know, throughout my life that have been women. And I want to, and I try to impart that onto young women especially. So I'm very heavily involved with girls in STEM, women in STEM, girls in technology. That is something very dear to my heart, because when you can influence and when you can uplift and inspire at that level in a young girl, and that she can do anything, that is, to me, what I was given, you know, growing up. I always knew that. I had that confidence. And the OM factor came about from just that, you know. We as young girls are, you know, kind of raised to, you're kind of taught this, I think, very young, that, you know, you need to be a good wife, a good daughter, a good mother, a good sister. And if you want to pursue your career, that is fantastic. You go do that. But you got to still do everything else, and you got to make it look good and not let any balls drop, by the way. That's very different than what our men are taught, you know, from when they're little boys. And that's a lot of pressure. And the OM factor, even the title itself came about, you know, where I would meet these people like Deepak Chopra, Arianna Huffington, Diane von Furstenberg, people like that that are running billion-dollar corporations, that are, you know, philanthropically completely involved, have beautiful personal relationships, and they're navigating through life and they flow. When you watch them and you look at them and you see them, they're doing a million things, but everything they do, they are present for in that moment. They are completely there, and they're nice people. And I said, you know, what is it about these people? And I coined the term the ohm factor. Every single one of them, when you talk with them, not just them, you, I, any of us that are doing things, where you're doing multiple things, we all have an ohm factor, right? And it's about raising it and cultivating it. But these people, every single one of them had a cornerstone of some sort of meditational practice. And that is, and you know, I had been doing it, so I said, wow. And then when you're hearing all these people are doing it that are not talking about it, it's really great. And so that really resonated with me quite a bit. And so, you know, in the book, I really bare my soul here in talking about all my tricks of the trade that I use on a daily basis to help me be more successful, and whatever that definition of success happens to be for me or for anyone else, you know. So there are 7 tools in here on how to deal with things in the moment, when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling anger and resentment, when you're feeling indecisive, all these things, and what do you do in that moment? Because I'll tell you, there were so many books out there that I was, you know, why this even came about is that there were so many books out there that taught me, you know, how to do things later, right? When I got home, I should journal, I should, you know, do all these other things. But what do I do now?
We're gonna come back. I'm sorry, we have a commercial break. We're gonna come back and talk about those when we come back from our break, and we'll come back and talk to Alka Dhillon, author of The Ohm Factor, A Woman's Guide to Leadership.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Alka Dillon today. She's the author of The Ohm Factor, Woman's Guide to Leadership. So, Alka, you were just sharing, you know, some of the aspects of The Ohm Factor and dealing with, I think you were even mentioning, you know, the stress and the overwhelm that we're in, especially women. But in your book, you have the... you talk about seven traits to cultivate. So this is like how to develop your Ohm factor. And you go into this a lot in your book about these particular seven traits that that encourage us to have positive attributes and being present and open-minded and all that is required to be a leader.
Absolutely. There, you know, I found seven because these are the seven things that I found in my life through my leadership and entrepreneurship and just whatever I do in my life in any aspect that have really raised my Ohm factor. And just going back for those people that are just tuning in now, with the Ohm factor, it's something that we all have within us that we need desperately need to cultivate, and we can raise our Ohm factor. And so in the book, as you were just saying, I feel there's seven traits. I'd love to talk about all of them, but I think what I'll do is I'll name a few of them now and then maybe go deep into one in particular or two in particular, and we can see how that goes. So I really feel that being present is that there's a reason why that's trait number one. You know, when you, the most important person that is in front of you is the most important person in that moment. And that is something that people don't realize. I think that when you hear being present, it's just something where you think, oh, you know, I'm present, I'm here, I'm physically here. It's mind, body, spirit being there. So you're not thinking about what you have to do 5 minutes from now or what happened 5 minutes earlier. You are there for that reason. Because, I mean, I found in my life that everything that was happening to me was happening for me. And so in order to embrace that, you needed to be there for that, you know, be present for that. The second one, and this is the one I kind of want to talk a little bit more about, and that's being open to serendipity. This has just played such a huge part in my life. I'm going to give you an example of a little story that happened. This was a long time ago, okay? I was first just building Technolink up at the time. And there was a Fortune 50 CEO that was coming to speak locally. And I was determined that he was going to be my next client, okay? Very ambitious. I said, this is what's going to happen. I went in there with an agenda. Complete agenda. My agenda was I was going to go there, I was going to listen, take notes, and then I was going to try to meet him right afterwards and try to get a meeting and then talk about my company. That was my agenda. So I go in, and it's about a room of 500 people. I'm sitting in the auditorium, and to my left and to my right, there was a woman to my left and a man to my right. And, you know, we all had cell phones, but the cell phones at that time were the flip phones, like the StarTech. I don't know if you guys remember that, but they were the flip phones, not the cool iPhones. And, you know, I was sitting there with my phone and my pen and everything ready to go, and I didn't really pay attention to who was sitting next to me. And he starts speaking, and then there happens to be a little break. And the woman sitting next to me says, "Hi, how are you? What brings you here?" Starts to engage me, and I'm so focused on, you know, finishing my notes and waiting for him to come back. I really didn't care what she was saying. And I answered her in probably monosyllabic answers and, you know, then just kind of went from there, and he came back on, and that was that. And then the next break came, and she starts to engage me again. And my phone drops as she's engaging me. And she leans down and she picks up the phone. And I say thank you, and then we talk for maybe 5 other seconds. He comes back on again. The third and final break comes. She engages me for a third time, asking me more and more about me. Not in any one of those 3 times did I ask her anything about her, which was just, it's, you know, it is what it was. And my phone dropped again for the second time. She picks it up again. And she said, you know, you seem so intent, you know, sitting here, you know, what is it that brought you here? You know, why are you here? And I said, you know, listen, I am determined to get a meeting with him. I think he's completely aligned with my firm. And, you know, I have to pay attention because I want something to say to him at the end of this. And then I'll try to rush up there and get with him. And she said, you want a meeting with him? And I said, yes. She said, well, I'm his assistant. And I tell you, I felt about the size of, I don't know what, it was very small. And had I even asked her anything about herself or been open without an agenda to just what was in that present moment and being open to that serendipity, if she was sitting right beside me and she said, I'd be happy to set up a meeting for you. 9 years after that, he's still our client. That firm is still our client. She set up the meeting. I met with him. I didn't have to rush, and I could just be. So be open to serendipity. That, I think, is very key. You know, another trait, change your perception and change your reality. When you are, how you perceive things is what reality becomes. And that is something I think cultivating that of altering our perception is key. The fourth trait of digesting your thoughts creatively, we truly digest all that's in our mind in the belly of our consciousness. And how you process that, this inner dialogue and how you think about something is going to determine not only how you react, but how you physically are going to feel, how you physically are going to look, how you're going to navigate through anything. So this talks about more digesting those thoughts creatively. Trait number 5, be humble. Be humble. That, you know, it seems like such a simple thing, but it is so difficult. You'd be so surprised how the ego just creeps up and truly edges things out, you know. When you are there, realize that it is not you that is doing. You may be, your physical body may be doing these things, but there is another force, another energy, and this is nothing religious. It is something that is truly out there and is energetic. There is something out there that is aligning you with to be at the right place at the right time. You are merely there to execute. Trait number 6 is to give freely and be grateful. So this is something I think the giving freely and being grateful, you talk about being grateful and you talk about giving, but not both of them together. I feel that, you know, when I give freely without expecting anything else in return, again, without that agenda, I get so much back from the universe, whether it be in material form, emotional form, in whatever form it is. And you need to be grateful for that so that you can get more of that from the universe. And finally, the 7th trait, and this will all go into much more detail in the book, but, you know, and there's a reason it was last, is connect with others authentically. You know, when you go in and you're meeting someone and you're networking with them, do not think about what they can do for you. Think about being present in that moment and talking with them about what they're there for, what they're here to do. You'd be surprised not only whom they might be, and they might not be the key speaker or whatever it is, but they may be able to introduce you to so many people, and you can do so much for one another. So there you have it.
Yeah, great. Well, yeah, there's a lot of important things there. And excuse me. I particularly, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. We were having little tech problems. I got knocked off of Skype, and so I'm on my phone. Just want to be sure we're on. The serendipity, I call that synchronicity. You know, it's like those moments when things just come together in the right moment. And it's about paying attention. That's that be present part too. Paying attention, because the universe does talk to you and brings these, if you have an intention, like you had an intention to meet that man, and here you sat next to his assistant. can't even talk. So it's like, that's why you have to be so present and pay attention, because the universe will provide those things that you're calling for.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. And it's that dialogue, I think, you know, going back to that self-dialogue and those things, and we can talk about that a little bit more later. But, you know, it is truly just what you said, because if you're not there, if you're not present, that moment is gone, and you will never get that back. And that's where our intentions are manifested, is right in that present moment. And people don't realize that. I think, there are a lot of different thoughts about this, but what I've experienced, and I can say this, that when I attach myself to an intention that I have and do not detach from the outcome, it doesn't manifest for me. So the key is setting the intention, you know, in your heart. There's a guided meditation on my website that, you know, you can download it for free. It's a heart-centered intention manifesting meditation. And I think that it's so important, because when you set that intention and you don't keep harboring on it, because when you keep harboring on it, you're going into the past, right? You're not in that moment anymore. You need to be able to detach from that. And also, this is the part that I think I struggled with for so long and I had to really cultivate, was detaching from the outcome. We always, I feel, set, because we're so goal-centric and driven, and even in business school, they teach us to, you know, you have to have goals, and then after that, this is a path on how you, the process and methodology that you need to do to achieve that goal. And I think that, you know, you need to be open and understand that, to detach from the outcome, because it could be something better than you ever imagined.
Yeah, it's so important. Well, we're going to take another commercial break, and we will come right back and talk more with Alka Dillon.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than two decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Well, Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and we've just been talking with the author of The Ohm Factor, A Woman's Guide to Leadership with Alka Dhillon. So Alka, can you give your contact information? You just mentioned that there's a free meditation people can download. So where would they go for that?
Yeah, so you go to my website, alkadhillon.com. That's www.alkadhillon.com. And you can down, it's a guided meditation with my voice. It's a 5-minute, so it's very practical. You can use it every day, heart-centered intention manifesting meditation. And I hope you all enjoy that. You can also, I'm very active on social media. You will get responses from me directly. Very active on Twitter, at The Spiritual CEO, The Spiritual CEO. On Facebook, under Alka Dhillon, A-L-K-A. D-H-I-L-L-O-N, and on Instagram, at The Spiritual CEO. Would love to interact with all of you. Hashtag Ohm Factor. People are doing that. I'm seeing some lovely pictures of people with the book, and there is this woman that put one up. She's on the beach, and she had a blanket with two glasses of champagne, the book, and sunglasses, and sent and put hashtag Ohm Factor and sent it. So would love to see how you all are raising your Ohm Factor.
Great. Okay, so we're kind of talking about, I mean, there's a lot of challenges that women face becoming leaders, and you have tools for the various stress factors. You know, there's overwhelm, feeling inadequate, anxious, all sorts of, you know, things that we face with of in our, particularly our work, but even in our life in general. I would love for you to talk about these stress factors and some of the tools that you give people.
Sure. I think, you know, these are all things that I experience and I wanted to talk about because these are things that we as women experience. Men experience them too, by the way, but we as women get it on another level. And there's a reason why the first one was overwhelm. I mean, I think at the beginning of the show, we started talking about how I said, you know, we were kind of taught as little girls that, yes, you can do all these things. You need to have, you need to be a great wife, a great mother, a great sister, a great friend. And you can, you know, do all those things. And if you want to, you know, pursue your career, please, yes, we support you. Go ahead and do it. But you need to make sure all these other balls don't drop, and you need to look good while you do it, right? That is very overwhelming. The amount of pressure that puts on is just, it's just so much, you know? And I think that the cornerstone of that, I think the key of the foundation of that is based on expectations, right? And when you expect something from someone, or if something is expected from you, it actually truly produces a toxic response within your physical and emotional body. So we as women, there's a reason why when this feeling of overwhelm comes, you get physical responses, is because there's this expectation placed upon us that is unfair, right? And so, but what do you do? You know, what do you do in that situation when you're feeling overwhelmed? What I do, there are several things, but I want to talk in this particular thing. And I put affirmations and mantras. Mantras are just another form of an affirmation, but I wanted to give those to people in the event they felt comfortable that they wanted to say the Sanskrit or use the Sanskrit tool for this. But I put an English affirmation, and these affirmations, I want to say, were specifically chosen for their vibrational qualities and the response that they elicit both emotionally and physically. So they were very specifically chosen, and these are ones that I use with a great deal of success. When I feel overwhelmed, and what I would encourage everyone to do, if you want to use the affirmation, the English affirmation, it is, this too shall pass. And you do not have to say this out loud. You can say it in your mind. You can whisper it. You can scream it. It depends on where you are. I mean, whatever's appropriate. But you repeat that affirmation over and over again, and there's not an amount of times, it's nothing about that. It's about the vibration of those syllables and the energy of those words and the intention of those words that elicit the response. And you will automatically see that which seems overwhelming to you in that moment becomes something that comes down several notches. Now, The other thing is here with overwhelm that I think is very, very important now that we've acknowledged expectations is also to touch on something that I said earlier, and I cannot stress this enough. That which is happening to you is happening for you. When you accept that, and when I started to accept that, the feeling of overwhelm became less because I realized all this is happening and it is my, you know, I need to digest this differently so that I do not stress myself the heck out and end up back in that emergency room for 30 days, you know? So that is something I wanted to share. I also wanted to do an exercise with everyone, and that, you know, is associated with a feeling that I use it when I feel indecisive about something, or if, which we as women do feel a lot, there's a lot of second guessing with women because there comes a lot of self-doubt, and that might be another show, but we can, you know, I certainly go into that. But indecisiveness, I think, you know, yes, it comes from the self-doubt, but it also comes from the feeling, and this goes for women and men, that we truly have control over something, like true control, when we don't. Because the sense of control that I think that we feel is like a false sense, in my opinion. I feel that we make choices, right? And there are choices that others make as well. And when they are in agreement with our choice paradigms, it makes our ego then feel, oh, we're in control. And that's all it is. It is not that you are controlling the situation, it's that things are aligning for you. And this has just been my experience. So when I feel indecisive about something, or if I feel that I want to focus more, I think there's a lot of feeling of lack of focus at times. I do this meditation, and it's an active meditation in the moment, and people do not need to know how you're doing this or that you're doing this. It's called the Sat Nam meditation. So it's spelled S-A-T, pronounced Sat, and then Nam, N-A-M, meditation. And what you do, if you're holding the phone with one hand and you're feeling that feeling and you want to be more focused and you feel like you're not able to decide, you don't know what to do, you can even do this when you feel overwhelmed. It works on anything, but this in particular, you're holding the phone in one hand. You take your thumb finger to your index finger and pronounce and say the sound sa. Thumb finger to middle finger, the sound tha, T-A. Thumb finger to ring finger, the sound na. Thumb finger to pinky and the sound ma. So you start again. Sa, sa, na, ma. Sa, sa, na, ma. You can, I'm talking to you and I'm doing this in my mind. You can say it out loud. You can whisper it. There are neurotransmitters that are activated when you touch your fingertips, and they send a sense of well-being and of calm and of focus. It triggers certain memory centers in your brain and it fires them on. So you are on your game. And I do this, I can do it with my hand under my desk, I do this with my, you know, with one hand, but or you can do it with both hands, it doesn't matter how long you do it or how often, but it works. So I hope that's helpful.
Great. Yeah, well, thanks for giving that tool for people. It's always helpful to have tools, especially little ones that you can do and no one even sees. You know, like you say, your hand's under your desk and, you know, you're stressed out, someone's in front of you talking to you and you do that exercise. So repeat it, sa, ta, na, ma.
Exactly. Exactly. Sat-ta-na-ma. Sat-ta-na-ma. And you keep doing that. And it really does work. You just give it a few passes and you'll start to see the difference. And I've even seen, I've used it in negotiations, believe it or not, where I see things going off topic or it's not going in the direction that I want. And I kind of do this under the desk and it not only focuses me, but it shifts the energy in the room. And I've seen great, great things come from that for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's we just have a minute to share this, but I want to get about, have you share about being a successful leader, you know, having those tools, using why OM factor is important for to be a successful leader.
Oh, yes. So these tools are just, so they're tools, right? And I feel that in having a spiritual workplace, so that's like a mindful workplace where you are in the flow and in line with the energy And then that kind of trickles down. So it doesn't matter if you're at in a leadership position or if you're working as an analyst or you're a stay-at-home mom or whatever it is and whatever your business is, you need to align yourself. The challenge becomes, right, is that we as women, we have so many things that are in the air and so many balls that we're juggling and all these emotions that come that we've kind of discussed. These tools help kind of bring you back to center, right? And when you are back to center, you can then get back into the flow and then things manifest and move. So in my workplace, it is a very mindful workplace where I try to lead not by example, but rather by aligning my vibration with that of whom is in front of me at the time that I'm working with, right?
Oh, so that's great, and we're going to talk more. When we come back, we're going to talk more. I want to talk more about this spiritual mindful place. I think it's very important how we can develop that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back to talk more with Alka Dillon.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Dillon Dylan. I'm talking with Dylan. Alka Dylan, author of The Ohm Factor, Woman's Guide to Leadership. So we were just talking, Alka, about the spiritual aspects in workplace and how to develop a mindfulness. And I'm really interested about this because I think it's something that's so needed. And there's such fear of bringing in religion into, you know, like we can't do certain things. You can't say certain words, even, you know, and how you have brought that into your business so that it's acceptable.
Yes, and I think, you know, I agree with you. I mean, religion is so polarizing, right? And spirituality brings people together. And that's why, you know, we do not discuss religion here. We talk about, when we talk about things, we talk about things from a very spiritual vantage point. But, you know, it's not even about talking about it. So what I've done here and what I do here at Technolink and what I think I feel the universe has brought the people that I work with, they're of like minds, right? Like, you know, you attract one another. But you know, you're in a situation where, and I think I was talking about right before we went to break, that, you know, it is about leadership, in my opinion, is not about leading by example. When you lead by example, you then get more of the same, and that is not what we're here to do. That's where the ego gets involved, is, oh, be like me, I'm this great CEO, and I'm at a successful firm, so this is what you should do. No, it is, I mean, what I try to do here is, as I was saying before, aligning my vibration with that of the person that's sitting in front of me. And what does that mean? That means that when we have a challenge or we have a client that we're going to, you know, pitch, or we're going to bring a new methodology in, or whatever it is that we're trying to automate, or whatever it is, even in your daily life, if you aren't working in a corporation, whatever it is that you're trying to do, you need to understand that you need to be open to what it is that everyone else in your organization is seeing, thinking, feeling, because they can all contribute. So what I try and do is, the first thing that I do is, when we're talking about a challenge or something, I don't say, you know, okay, this is what we're going to do, right? The first thing I say is, hey, this is what we have. What do you all think? And then we kind of go down, if it's a room full of five people or if it's one person, what do you think? And that right there, a lot of people aren't used to being asked what they truly think. They're used to regurgitating what they think you want to hear. And so when you truly care about what that other person thinks and they bring that in, right, you're bringing in the energy of creativity. And so that's kind of the basis here at Technolink. And it's also about happiness. When you are not mindful about people that you work with, if they are happy or not, or if they feel fulfilled or not, they are not going to do their best work for you. You know yourself, you're not going to do your best work if you're not feeling fulfilled or happy. So we try to also align people in the right roles. And if they aren't aligned properly, be open to that dialogue as well. So being open to spirituality is being open to energy and receiving that energy.
Well, that's so great. And to pay attention to what people's gifts are, like if someone is struggling and they're not in the right position in the company, doesn't mean you have to fire them.
Absolutely. I've had many situations where I've had people that were in recruiting that wanted to go into business development, or in talent acquisition and wanted to go do something completely different. But a lot of times, if you go in and you're not mindful, as you said very eloquently, about the gifts that people have, you are going to be losing so much. Because what are you going to do? You're going to fire that person, then you're going to have to look for somebody else. God knows how long that takes. That person, you have to see if they're even a cultural fit. Meanwhile, you have somebody here that is in your organization that you hired them for some reason at some point, right? They're there for some reason. So find out what it is that they can do best. And I tell you, when I've made those subtle shifts and sometimes dramatic shifts, you see productivity increase. You can gauge it. You can graph it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's one of the aspects that you have written about a mindful workplace is being respectful for all people.
Absolutely. And that is key, because we are energy and information, right? I really believe there's a physical shell and there's appearances and all these things. But you know, when you when you really realize that we are all the same, we truly, truly are, because we are energy and information, that exchange becomes very different. And then you just align your vibration accordingly. And these tools help you bring yourself a little bit less extreme from one to the other.
Well, I want to bring in one aspect about this, because you are the CEO of your company, so you can set this mindfulness in your business, because you are the leader or co-leader, or you know, however your structure is in your company. But you can set that tone. What about somebody who's just an employee? Like we have a member in our community who has shared how she feels she's in technology. And she feels very isolated. There isn't many women, and there's no spirituality for her. And she's actually going to start a meetup group for a Women of Wisdom meetup group for spirited women in tech, because she's feeling like that spiritual aspect is missing. So how can she, as just an employee, bring this in?
Well, first of all, it's not even just an employee. That word just doesn't even mean anything, right? Because we are all the same, it doesn't matter. I happen to be playing this role, right, in this lifetime. But everybody, as I was saying, you know, here at Technolink, they have, because we are all the same in the same energy, you can apply these same tools and do the same things that I do, and she will see everything shift. Because, you know, I think it was Max Planck, the physicist, that said, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, right? That is how this works. So whether you are, you know, you are an employee or you happen to be a CEO or a manager, it doesn't matter. It's how you approach a situation. When you approach a situation where you are not being controlling or not being forceful or saying, hey, I want to try this, I want to do it this way, but rather you kind of just act, and it's how your being is, and these things are cultivated by those traits that I talked about. When you cultivate those, you're going to bring that to your workplace. And so she can apply these things.
Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, it's important. And you know, even you caught me in even that word. I hate this. When I write emails, I erase that word just, because it sort of qualifies everything, and it's so true.
Study done.
So, well,
the study done that women, the reason why, very recent study that why women are not promoted as often is they did a study that they use the word just too much. And believe it or not,
wow,
it was just a recent study.
Yeah, that's fascinating, because I've been trying to catch myself too, and you caught me, and great, we need to do that. Well, again, everybody, check out Alpha's book, The Ohm Factor. You can go to her website, download the guided meditation, www.alkadhillon.com, A-L-K-A-D-H-I-L-L-O-N, and then she also has the website, thespiritualceo.com. So thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, this is Chris Stainis. I'm the founder of Woman Wisdom Foundation. And tomorrow is the last call we have our Gender Healing Day. It's an event we do with local men from the Mankind Project. It's working on compassion and understanding between the genders. It's going to be a great day over in a private home in Redmond on July 11th tomorrow. And you can find that information about that on our website, womanofwisdom.org. Just look under our programs so you can see all the events we do, and you'll see WOW Mankind Project. But all the circles we do, the monthly circles. It's also our time for call for our presenters for the 24th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. It's February 11th through the 15th. Our deadline is August 1st. You can get all the information and application forms on our website. Again, you'll see the tab for a conference, 2016 conference on our womanofwisdom.org website. So we're at our time to close. I hope everybody has a great weekend. And next week, join me. I'm going to be talking to Kaidi Keating, author of The Light, A Book of Wisdom.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.